One of the foremost Bible prophecy websites on the internet today is called Rapture Ready. It contains an incredible storehouse of information about every aspect of Bible prophecy and not just the rapture. But it does focus on the biblical promise of the rapture and on our preparation for it. Stay tuned for an interview with its founder and the person who assists him.
Lamb and Lion Ministries presents Christ in Prophecy, a program that focuses on the fundamentals of Bible prophecy, showing how current events in the news relate to biblical predictions of end time events and the soon return of Jesus. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Reagan.
Greetings in the name of Jesus, our blessed hope, and welcome to Christ in Prophecy. My colleague Nathan Jones and I have two very special guests with us today, Todd Strandberg and Terry James. Todd is the founder of the website about Bible prophecy called Rapture Ready. And Terry James, who has been a guest on this program before, is a Bible prophecy author who assists Todd with the maintenance of the website. And since we are going to be focusing our attention on websites, I thought I would turn the program over to the ministry's web minister, Nathan Jones. It's all yours, Nathan.
Wow, thank you, Dr. Reagan. That's great. Great to have you guys coming to the show. I have a curiosity about where your passion for Bible prophecy came from. Hey, Todd, why don't we start with you? How did you get into Bible prophecy?
I got reading Hal Lindsey's book, The Late Great Planet Earth.
Okay.
That was the bestseller of the 1970s. It really started the great end-time prophetic movement of the latter, because there was books, you know, written 100 years ago. And I think that what really appealed to me is the fact that it took Bible prophecy and current events and melded them together, and people could see that we are in the last days.
Hmm. How about you, Terry?
Well, it goes way back with me, because I was raised in an Independent Fundamentalist Churches of America church in Pekin, Illinois, as a very young child, saved as a very young child. Heard about the rapture all my life, and it has grown from that very point. My actual getting into Bible writing came after the loss of my eyesight, which happened about 25 years ago now. Okay. And that's when I got interested in writing for Bible prophecy.
Fantastic. Now, you took, Todd, your passion for Bible prophecy and turned it into a website. Give us a little bit about the history of the website and when it launched.
Well, it started in 1987, which is really before
pre-internet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was pre-internet. My computer did not have a hard drive. It did not have a mouse.
Okay.
It had a green screen. I dialed up on sites like Genie, CompuServe, and I posted on what was called news groups. Mm-hmm. Probably what would be comparable today, like Reddit. So, they're like social media. I started with the Rapture Index, and I'd post that on the news group. It'd be like Jesus coming real soon now, alt Bible prophecy. And they would get shared out. You'd be like on one system and then on another, and it was a way how I propagated the original content of the site, the Rapture Index. And then I started with creating graphics, links of stuff, and lists. It was only for my own personal use, but then I shared it with or started sharing with other people, and just grew over the years.
So now it's reaching its 20th anniversary. 30th.
Yeah, near 30th. 30th. It's 29 this year.
Well, that's old for a website.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Christ in Prophecy and our interview with Todd Strandberg and Terry James, the two Bible prophecy experts who are responsible for one of the most popular Bible prophecy websites called Rapture Ready. Nathan, let's pick it up where you left off.
Okay. You were explaining to us that you were on the internet back in the 80s, but then when the web started in the 90s, you started RaptureReady.com. And since then, with over 20-some years of building a website, what are some of the features that you've built into that website?
Most people come to the site for their news.
The news?
We find we were at some other ministry, and they said, I go to your news all the time. I meet people at public events and say, I go to your site mostly for the news. And then we have the articles that are featured articles every week that we have people out there, you folks can write an article. It maybe you wrote it for your church or something. You can send it to us and we will post it on the internet, and it'll probably get 10,000 views. So that's the thing. We always encourage people to send us articles.
It's really, what do you mean when you say the most popular thing is the news? What do you mean by that?
Rapture Ready News. That's the most popular part.
Every day you prepare a news?
Every day we post about 20 news stories that we find from other sources, because, you know, we kind of conglomerate
that are related to the signs of the end times.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then the second popular feature site is our featured writers, people that write for us. We've had hundreds of people write for the site.
So you have news, you have articles, anything else?
We got lists, we got FAQs. We got everything. We got left behind letters. We just went on and on. You go down. I've lost track of how much stuff. Right now we're having something, a firm is trying to update the site, and they're already at 20,000 files. Most sites only have like a couple hundred. And we're not even sure this is going to work, because it's just gone. We had a firm beforehand. They quit on us because they said it's too big. We just can't get it to work.
What about people asking you questions? Do you have time for that?
Well, if you send Terry a question, he will answer.
Todd never answers his email. Yeah.
I usually answer if they write. You know, if they write with a question that is relevant, I will. You know, if they just want to provoke a fight, which has happened sometimes.
Yeah, you just
well, I ignore those.
Give them a link, right?
Yeah, they're always welcome to write. Now, I'll do my best to answer.
Now, as you travel, Terry, to all the different conferences and churches you speak at, and I'm sure you hear a lot about the Rapture Ready website, what do most people say is their favorite feature on the website?
Well, I think the favorite feature is probably the news that I hear about, like Todd was talking about. That's where most people come to the news. But then, you know, these articles are just so profound, some of them. I mean, they're just wonderful. And people writing for us, and I get references from them quite a bit, from people quite a bit, wanting to know more about the writer, when they're going to write another article, asking questions about the specific articles, which I sometimes have to consult the author of the article to find out exactly what it's all about, because I don't have time to read all of them.
Do you have a search engine on the website?
Yes.
So if I go there and type in tribulation, things will come up?
Yeah, all kinds of things will come up.
10,000 articles.
Great research.
Who do you all think your primary audience is then? Who did you build the website for? It sounds like you started building it for yourself, and eventually other people came on.
Yeah. One thing about the site is that it's reached about 50-year-old groups. If you go to a prophecy conference, and the average age is about 67,
yes.
It's really old. And the one thing about the internet, it reaches a younger audience, and that's one thing I think is most hopeful about our site and other sites that are reaching a younger audience.
Todd, you mentioned that anybody can send in an article to be considered for posting on your website, but you also mentioned that you have featured writers. Is that right?
Yes.
For example?
Featured writers are people that's been us with a while. If you've been with 5 years, or a really good writer like David Reagan, you're one of our featured writers. we will put.
Well, who would be some others?
We got a Two Bear.
Damon Duck is.
Damon Duck
on your website. Love Damon.
I'm trying to de-emphasize featured writers, but yes. Just at anybody. We have a guy named Kurt Seelen. He sent in an article years ago. And I haven't heard from, you know, this is like 10 years now, and we've had that thing go where the media's had attention on it. It's had like over 2.5 million hits over these years, and he has no idea. I've lost track of him. I think it's at least 12 years.
What in the world is the topic?
It's on the Left Behind section.
Okay.
And he just did a very good synopsis of it. And it's been picked up by other services.
Now, do you write for the website?
I'm so busy doing other people's stuff that I just think I've written everything there needs to be written.
Well, how many volunteers do you have then? Because obviously to run a website that size, you probably need quite a good volunteer staff. Or are you able to just do it all on your own?
We have a whole slew of we have people like that. We like loan out our name to Rapture Ready Radio,
okay.
And they do their thing, and they're sort of independent of us. And sometimes we'll get some complaint from someone and say, "Well, they're sort of independent, but they do have our name."
Yeah.
And so we have just hundreds of people have written for the site over the years.
But the technical is all covered by you.
Yeah, I'm responsible at the end of everything. But
well, I happen to know that you do write from time to time.
That's right.
And that you write some very excellent articles, particularly on economics.
Yes.
The Near Midnight section.
Well, you know, the funny thing about economics is that we are at a point where it seems like the economics have locked up. Like, you know, take Japan, for example. They're interest rates are at now about 1%, or even 0.1%, and still their economy doesn't collapse. And I think it's because the rapture is just holding everything up. It just doesn't make sense. How can, they got a debt that's in the quadzillions of yen, and it never collapses. And our debt's, over 20 trillion. I've been wondering, why is this holding together all this time? And I think it's because God is just holding it back.
And when the collapse comes, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think this parallels the rapture then?
I think it does, because we've never had interest rates this low for so long, and the economy just kind of muttering along. We're going to set a record for the longest growth.
In fact, Terry, you've got a new book about the rapture. And one of the theses of the book is that the rapture itself is what's going to trigger the chaos in the world, right?
Todd and I both believe that very strongly because, it's been held up that this whole thing is like a giant bubble building. It's been building for more than a decade now. Any other period of history, and I'm not the economic expert or authority that Todd is, but he's taught me a lot and I've learned on my own. This is unparalleled. Something should have happened. It had. I think it's God holding it up for a specific reason. I think that reason is the rapture.
Let's circle back to the Rapture Ready website, because we can go into so many different topics here that you guys cover on the site. But you're talking about numbers. Tell us a little about the audience. Like, how many people come to your website every day, unique visitors? And when you mentioned Rapture Ready Radio, tell us a little about that too. But first, the numbers.
Well, we don't know what the other auxiliaries like Rapture Ready Radio or other, but we kind of loaned our name out too. But
yeah.
The main site does about 40,000 uniques on like Monday, and by Saturday it'll be 30,000.
What is a unique?
That's in the actual individuals, because you could have people come to site 20 times a month, and that would be like hits or whatever. So the best thing to look is unique individuals. We get a 250,000 unique individuals for the whole month.
So 30 to 40,000 people per day come to the Rapture Ready website. And
there's also special events, because when Obama got elected, our uniques went at 150,000 that one day.
Yeah, ours really shot up too during that. Now, have you made the website rapture proof? In other words, are you going to leave it behind to minister to those during the tribulation?
Well, one of my things is to have it survive, because I believe the days after the rapture, there'll probably be more traffic to the site than in the 29 histories of it now.
Amen.
Because hundreds of millions of people, maybe billions of people, are going to know about the rapture, and they're going to flock to the internet looking for, what is this all about? And our main site's probably going to collapse, so we have 25 mirror sites that are ready to take this load, and our bandwidth increases every year. I remember my first internet provider only gave me 20 megs, and now you get 10 the terabytes. We're at the point where you could almost theoretically handle hundreds of millions of hits.
Yes.
But what happens when the government comes in and just closes it down?
I don't think God's going to allow that. They could just flip a switch and shut us down. They've given the internet domains over to the UN or whatever, whoever. And I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think God is going to allow them to pull the plug on.
At least in the beginning. Right.
The site might only last a couple weeks, a month, but in that time, there's going to be just a tremendous horde of people come to the site.
Now, obviously, with 30, 40,000 people a day, coming to your website, you must impact a lot of people. Do you ever get any stories back from people about how the Rapture Ready website has changed their lives?
All the time. I really feel compelled to move forward. I had a hard time, talking with people, and I've met people. I was at a conference down in, when I was in the Air Force, NCO Leadership School, and a guy next to me, I was talking about the site, and I said, "Oh yeah, I run Rapture Ready." He's like, "Oh, I go there all the time." And I was just kind of shocked at that people knew I. I tend to be thinking myself as just a worker bee. Mm-hmm. I'm not the leader of. I just do the Lord's work.
How about you, Terry? Do you hear feedback from people as you do your travels?
Yeah, my wife even reports people. She was in a hospital the other day with a knee replacement, and she said the lady down the hall, who was also in there for rehab, was talking with a nurse or something about Bible prophecy and things, and she said, she mentioned Rapture Ready, and she said, oh, my husband works for Rapture Ready. And it's amazing, you know, in our little town there that, yeah, we hear these things, yeah.
Well, one thing I've noticed in recent years that I consider to be a sign of the times is the increasing attacks on the rapture, the concept of the rapture. I mean, vicious attacks that people are launching these days, trying to say that there's no such thing, it's nonsense, and so forth and so on. And it seems to me that the closer we're getting to it, the more Satan is attacking the very idea of it. Have you picked up on that?
Amen, amen. I have to agree. I get emails every week, David, several, with vitriol. I mean, just terrible, vicious attacks, like you say.
Do they try to take down the website, like cyber attacks?
No, mostly verbal attack. We never had a real cyber attack that I know of. But the one thing I noticed about is that, apologetics has pretty much imploded. There's no people that speak out against wine and drugs or extramarital affairs or, you know, in churches. But there's people who are attacking the rapture.
Yeah.
Well, of all the problems we have in the world, people take, Satanism in rock music, and then they're going after the rapture. You know, it just seems to be a pointless thing. I mean, we've got worse problems.
We're touching a satanic nerve with that subject.
Well, what's neat about the internet and being a web minister, and like me and you guys are web ministers, is that our internet sites can reach people that you can't reach with missionaries. Frequently, we get writers into the ministry from Islamic countries who say that if anyone even knew that they were on our website, they could likely be killed. And they're learning about the gospel through it. Do you guys encounter people from closed countries that are reading your material and coming to the Lord?
Well, you know, we get very little traffic from the rest of the world. There is like 3,000 hits out of China, but most of it in the United States. But I think the opportunity is there because most people, they don't know about the prophecy. The state doesn't allow a broadcast like this in there. So I think that's one thing, that the rapture occurring is going to kind of break through that obstacle, because the rapture or end times is mostly American thing. 95% of traffic come from America, and it probably goes to 97% because there's a lot of Americans in other countries stationed there or not. So it's really amazing. That may be the reason why America implodes, because no other country is going to be affected by the rapture than America.
Well, how do you respond to the number one? I'd say the number one attack on the rapture, and that is people who write in and say, don't you know the rapture started with a teenage girl in Scotland who was either demon-possessed or was a crazy charismatic or something of that nature, who was just ranting and raving and carrying on and gave this vision about the rapture?
I'll point them to my article about Margaret MacDonald, but I find it's just pointless to argue with these people.
Yeah, they're pretty set on their views, and nothing changes it, does it?
No, I've got better things to do. It just doesn't. I've never, ever changed someone's view on the rapture.
And what's so incredible is there's just no evidence of this. It's even the book that was written about it. I remember reading the whole book, and in the appendix was the vision that she had. And I went back and read the vision, and I read it probably 10 times and was never able to find anything in it about a rapture of the church.
I think it's a demonic motivated hatred. Satan hates the rapture because it's so close.
Yeah.
Now, is there any new features that you're putting on now that you're relaunching Rapture Ready with a new and improved look and all? Are you adding new features to it that'll help?
I think new features, people are going to be able to post articles to Facebook and actually print it and other stuff I don't even know about yet.
So
I
mean, social network sharing.
Yeah, social network.
Do you have any groups on social networks? Is there a Rapture Ready on Facebook and on Twitter and all that people can sign up for?
Well, I'm going to take this one step at a time because I'm over my head here, but because it's already been successful as it is, but we'll just see about this other stuff because I don't know. I mean, I'm just an old dinosaur. I know HTML. I just don't know all these RSVs, how they work. But I mean, that, maybe that's something that you specialize and we'll do something else.
Everybody does things a little differently and it all reaches different audiences. Like for instance, we have an app, the Lamb and Lion app. You can get on Android and iPhones and all that. And you know, a Rapture Ready app might be your future because there's some people that only access our online site through the app.
And how many people do you have with apps right now?
We're up to 42,000 people have downloaded the app now. So, and that every time that we release an article or a video, it gets pushed to them. They get a little note saying, hey, new Christ and Prophecy episode. This episode will show up on people's cell phones and say, oh, hey, watch this. So that might be a future upgrade for you guys, too.
Well, like you guys do videos. We mostly stay in text. And some people won't watch videos. But others, all they do is watch.
It's the way the internet's going, different, all video. Yeah. Especially short videos for attention spans.
YouTube is. I pretty much watch it more than I do TV.
Yeah, that's definitely the way the millennials view it.
But there's people that they will not go to any kind of video. They read our text, and we think that's the place to stay because it can be searched on the internet. You know, video is very hard to search. I don't know. I think they're working on that, but that's one thing. Is you trying to find something?
YouTube's made a lot of advances in that. Yeah.
There's a journal of physicists that has a clock on the cover of it, and they move the hand every once in a while toward midnight, and they have a vote on that and all as to how close we are to annihilation, and they'll move it back and forth and back and forth. What about the rapture? If you had a clock, where would the hand be?
Probably 1 minute to midnight.
You really believe it's that close?
You know, we're talking, we see in the news, the Russian news about nuclear war, and our media just ignores it.
I know. That's calling people home. They're building bomb shelters.
That's worse than the Cold War. When women are being raped over in Europe by Muslims, and the German government says, why don't you just cover up? Or that's not mention Muslim and terrorism. We're in crazy land here.
Kooks are running the nut house.
Yes, I think that's really one of the key signs of where we are, because it just got so hard. We like, how do we relate? How do we say how crazy all this is? Because it just gets the level of insanity gets worse all the time. I mean, this thing with the Jews having no connection to Israel, that doesn't make any sense. It's like saying the moon doesn't exist, or it's made out of cheese.
Well, Terry, you've just written a book about the rapture. How close you think we are?
Very close, and what makes me think so is Jesus' word, as seen in Matthew 24 and Luke chapter 17, the days of Noah, days of Lot prophecy. He said, business will be as usual, and I think that's what this holdup of all this... Not only the economic situation we were talking about, but the holdup of war, such as being prepared, according to some, by Russia and so forth, this buildup toward war. Jesus said it was going to be business as usual until, just like in the days of Noah and days of Lot, they were called into the air. They were called out. And that very day, judgment fell. And I believe this is what's going to bring it all collapsing. We see this big buildup, and I think that collapse could take place at any moment because I think Christ is going to call us home very soon.
Yeah, that's it. Welcome back to Christ in Prophecy. I hope you have been enlightened and blessed by Nathan's interview of Todd Strandberg and Terry James. Todd, how about telling folks how to donate to your ministry?
Well, I appreciate the offer of donation, but one thing I really would like is for prayer for the site, because I think we are in a very pivotal time, very earnest time, and very desperate time for, I think, God's will in what we're doing. So I would like people to pray for the site more than anything.
Well, I appreciate your concern about prayer more than money, but I still want you to tell them how they can make a donation to your ministry.
All right. You can go to raptureready.com, and there's a donation button there that you can give to the site.
One thing that Dr. Reagan brought up a few times, and I just finished this book, amazing book by Terry James, Rapture Ready or Not. Terry, can you tell us briefly a little about your book?
Yeah, rapture ready or not, 15 reasons this is the generation will be left behind. And that's exactly what it's about, I think. It's all of the issues that are converging that convinces me, the Lord has convinced me in my spirit, why we are close to the rapture of the church. And whether you're rapture ready or not, that the title implies, it's kind of like the old game, Red Rover, let so-and-so come over. Be ready or not, I'm coming. And I think that's what Jesus is telling us.
Amen. Amen.
Well, it certainly is a wonderful book, and I would highly recommend it to folks. In fact, we did a special program with you about that book several months ago.
Yeah.
And people can find that program on our website. How about telling folks a little about our website?
Well, Rapture Ready might be the biggest Bible prophecy website out there, but it's got our website chasing it, and that's lamblion.com, also christinprophecy.org. And there you can find a wealth of Bible prophecy information, mostly written by Dr. David Reagan. You can find our television shows, Christ in Prophecy, articles. We have plenty of resources, social networks you could join. We have an app called the Lamb and Lion app and many other resources, like a newsletter. Sign up for that as well. Check us out, lamblion.com.
And we have our television programs archived there that they can play on demand, right?
24/7, you can watch Christ in Prophecy.
As well as some very innovative short videos that you have produced.
We have the Bible Prophecy Insights videos and the Inbox videos, both short videos that answer questions you have about Bible prophecy.
And folks, the most important thing is if you have a question
that
nobody knows the answer to, that's just completely complex, send it to Nathan and ask him.
Well, I'd be happy.
That's our program for this week. I hope it's been a blessing to you, and I hope you'll be back with us, the Lord willing, next week. Until then, this is Dave Reagan speaking for Lamb and Lion Ministries, saying, look up, be watchful, for our redemption is drawing near.
To secure a copy of Terry James' new book on the rapture, give us a call at the number you see on the screen. The book can be yours for a gift of $20 or more, including the cost of shipping. Call us Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Central Time, or place your order through our website at lamblion.com. The concept of a pre-tribulational rapture is under attack today as never before. The book presents solid evidence that the concept is biblically based. You might also want to order a copy of Dr. Reagan's latest video album titled In Defense of the Pre-Trib Rapture. It runs an hour and a half in length, and in the video, Dr. Reagan responds to all the major arguments against the pre-trib rapture. He then conducts interviews with six Bible prophecy experts who also respond to the challenges to the pre-trib rapture. The people interviewed include Dr. Tommy Ice, the director of the Pre-Trib Research Center, Dr. Andy Woods, a pastor and theology professor, Dr. Mark Hitchcock, a pastor and prolific Bible prophecy author, Dr. William Watson, a biblical scholar, professor, and author, Dr. Charles Ryrie, the editor of the renowned Ryrie Study Bible, and Tim LaHaye, the co-author of the best-selling Left Behind series of books. This DVD video album can also be yours for a gift of $20 or more, including the cost of shipping. Or you can secure both the book by Terry James and the video by Dr. Reagan for a gift of $35 or more, including the cost of shipping. Just ask for offer number 742.
Thank you for joining us on today's Christ in Prophecy, a presentation of Lamb and Lion Ministries, a non-denominational ministry dedicated to teaching the fundamentals of biblical prophecy and proclaiming the soon return of Jesus.